WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where wildfires are hitting this region. It's happening in eastern Long Island. CBS New York's Alicia Reed is in West Hampton Beach, where the area is under a state of emergency.
County officials say one firefighter is hospitalized with burns to the face, and two commercial structures have been partially burned. Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a state of emergency. Air quality in the area is compromised. The governor says 100,000 N95 masks will be shipped first thing in the morning, and state resources are on standby if needed.
Who's lying and who's not? The Department of Homeland Security is administering polygraph tests to employees to find that out.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem wants to know who is leaking information about immigration raids to the media.
We have identified two leakers of information here at the Department of Homeland Security.
In a video she posted on X, Noem said the alleged leakers have put the lives of law enforcement officers in danger and they will be prosecuted. CBS has learned the lie detector tests have been going on for 3 weeks. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The House unveiled a stopgap measure to keep the government funded. As our Nicole Killian reports, the bill could avert a looming shutdown, but there may be challenges ahead.
House Republicans unveiled a spending bill aimed at heading off a federal government shutdown. The 99-page legislation would provide a slight boost to defense programs and cut non-defense spending below 2024 budget year levels. The measure, which faces objections from some Democrats, would keep the government funded through September.
President Trump is threatening new tariffs against Canada, this time targeting lumber and dairy products. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is there and has more on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stepping down.
Trudeau announced in January he'd be stepping down after nearly a decade. And members of his party are getting together to name a successor who then picks up this tariff fight. The leading contender is a guy named Mark Carney, an economist who once led the central banks of Canada and Britain. The other contender is a woman named Chrystia Freeland who used to work with Trudeau. Whoever wins becomes prime minister in the coming days and will have to call a general election by October.
A war monitoring group says the death toll from 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar al-Assad has risen to more than 1,000. The fighting began Thursday. James Jeffrey is chair of the Wilson Center's Middle East program.
While there are various sectarian groups, the Alawites were the core of President Assad's support, and many of Assad's people, soldiers, have fled to those areas around Latakia. So that's a real military issue.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
To the core, and I can still see it. As I face the mess of the memories I hold instead, mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. I entered unknowing the journey that I would endure. I can finally witness the illusions behind every door, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making, I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my beautiful mistake.
Burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time,
every time.
I go back every time,
every time.
You and I,
and
I go back. Well, it was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh, Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I never, no, I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time,
every time.
I go back every time,
every time.
You.
I
go back.
Welcome to the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here, taking you into the lateness of your Saturday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. We just double-dipped you some Kelsey Miles, and when you hear her here, that means that you can see her back in Wisconsin somewhere. Kelsey will be at the Burr Oak this week on 311, and then in Appleton at the Gibson Community Hall on 312. Oh, yeah, and she just did some brand new cool stuff to her website. Check that out, too. These musical late-night connections are brought to you in this hour by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatoretomatopies.com. Guinevere Hayward is next here in the After Hours. You can catch her at the Muse in Sturgeon Bay on 322 and the Respect Concert here in Madison on 329. Also, Sister Bay in Wisconsin on 619. Plan ahead. You're listening to the local music across Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We built this fire just to ride the flame. The clouds grew bigger every day. Ignore the now, you'd say. Bury the past. Future's fading quick. Start running fast. But we never ran. We just sat counting the cows. Keeping busy, laying low and just making sounds. Trying to and untrue.
does it explode? We're going to have to get that band in here to find out the history of that name of that band. That was Story of the Stuff on Max Inc. Radio. Put big red circles around 329 right in Corner Bar or at the Neighborhood Place on 412, both in Madison. See them live. Shekinah King now, live at Barwood Events on 313. Speakeasy in Platteville on 314. Hop Garden in Evansville on 315. And this is Heart to Heart in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Been a long time coming, and I don't even. Things that are important and necessary for your growth. But it's getting kind of heavy, and I don't know where to start. Unloading my emotions to have this heart to heart. And I don't want to tell you that you're. I don't wanna live without you. No, I don't wanna live without you. Just tell me that you love me in times when you really don't. I'll lay aside my issues, even if you won't. I wanna fight for what we started. I'm not going. I don't wanna
you got me.
The Rascal Theory, every once in a while you see them pop up and do a show. Now I'll stay vigilant and you keep your eyes out, and maybe between the two of us we'll find out when their next show is. Subscribe, follow along, or spy on Max Inc. Radio on all the social media things, and then we can tell you and keep you in the loops of what's happening right here in Wisconsin with the local stuff. But what we do know is Eddie Berth has a gig at Paoli's Tap Room on the 22nd. See what we did there? We connected you right to the local stuff. Hear Smoke From Your Gun, then The Break on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and has fled. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out. She's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and its fled. Bounce so fast in your youth, cause he's bound to leave you. And remember where your elders came from. They say, yeah, that England they fought with the rings that could rival the smoke from your gun. You're too quick to ignore. But that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore. All of that bottle.
I'm so fast in your youth, cause it's bound to leave you.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
This St. Patty's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Longer.
Five Blues Band brought us back from break. Nellsville, Wisconsin, Silver Dome Ballroom 517, and then a quick hop to Romania for the Open Air Blues Festival. Then back this summer, can't wait to see them live. This half hour is kicking off with the bluesy goodness. Is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Wow. They're powered by each other. To make it even better, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Pop a La Funk now. Alex White on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time, space, or place, the bad feelings with a better mind state. Radiate. to brighter days. And if we have any luck, then our glasses we raise and give thanks. We'll save us some unknown grace. Beats quake, the city street speakers with bass.
I don't care what they say. Haters gonna hate, and players gonna play.
For you amas a my God. Dime que te mueres, que sin mí no puedes continuar en esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cual demente sin
mente sin consciente, ¿dónde va a parar?
That was Automatic Lover, Red Rooster 322, Kathy now on Max Inc. Radio.
Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells. Feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile. Haven't felt this good in quite a while. Better than a staycation. Get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you instead of pine, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet. All the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation. Better than medication. Better than visualization. Get me on a vacation. Better than staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation.
Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
We'll be right back.
Man, can you believe hour number one of the After Hours is already done? I'm going to go find a quick snack, then check all the messages flooding in while you listen to Too Sick Charlie as he takes us to break. He'll be in Prairie du Sac on 313. See him live. I'll see you live in hour number two of the After Hours show right here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Tom Selvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Tom Selvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. And on the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A tariff war is prompting a war of words. President Trump is threatening 250% tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy products unless Canada lifts its tariffs on American goods. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he believes Trump's long-term goal is to force Canada to become the 51st American state.
The excuse that he's giving for these tariffs, fentanyl, is completely bogus. What he wants is to see a total collapse of the Canadian economy.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe has been talking tariffs with Doug Ford, the leader of a province that does a lot of business with American companies.
Starting Monday, the premier of Ontario is moving ahead with his own tariffs on electricity sold to millions of Americans south of the border.
It's an economic war that he's declared on his closest friends.
The stock market last week suffered its worst weekly decline in 6 months, and the expected escalation